Hi, this is a dictation for Ellie Leggett, E-L-I-L-E-G-G-E-T-T, new patient visit. Date of birth 1/31/1958. Date of accident 1/25/2025. Date of service 2/6/2025. Chief complaints: severe pain in the neck and the lower back, both shoulders. The patient attributes all of the symptoms towards a automobile accident that happened on 1/25/2025. History of automobile accident on 1/25/2025 at 2:30 p.m. Patient was traveling as a driver, restrained of a Lexus car, SUV, alone. No one else was there. He was traveling north on Belleville Road near service drive of I-94. He just crossed the service drive on the left. He was, and another driver turned in front of him suddenly through the double yellow line wrongly. And in the process, Ellie Leggett hit the other car in T-bone fashion on a passenger side. His SUV turned in front, because the other SUV turned in front of him. The other SUV was Traverse. He was traveling at 30 miles. The other car was probably 20 miles. He was wearing seatbelt. Airbags were deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. There was no hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Regarding the damage, the car, his vehicle was completely total. Front hood, engine, front bumper, radiator were all damaged. No internal damage. Patient has not brought any pictures or police reports, but it will be brought in by the patient. Regarding the injuries, patient reports that seatbelt helped and also pushed his back, front and back, along with the neck whiplash. The airbag hit the left side of the face, and he also reported that the airbag hit into his chest. Even now he cannot cough. The same airbag hit into his head when there was a neck whiplash. And he reported that before the accident was happening, he was holding steering wheel too hard and got injured from the impact. And now both the shoulders were painful at the time of accident. His left side of the head was also bruised. The patient reported that he was taken to Trinity Hospital emergency room same night. He was provided morphine. CT scan of the neck and the lower back and brain were all found to be okay. He started doing chiropractic treatment with Dr. Mustafa and acupunctures, and traction massage medications, and so far no improvement has been reported. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient report that his pain is continuous, is affecting his neck and the lower back to the tune of 8. Both the shoulders are 7. He has a limited ability to lift the arms up to beyond 90 degrees. And chest pain is present to the tune of 9. Very severe pain, making it difficult to breathe and also cough. All of these pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, aching, varying from 8 to 9, and pain is interfered in ADL up to 8. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, driving, and improved by lying down and medications. So far, only CT scan has been done. Some blood test has been done at the emergency room. Patient reports no numbness, tingling, no radiation of the pain, no radiculopathy. Some muscle weakness is reported, but not he's not dropping any phone or dinner plates. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. Please review the records for the system review, for the surgical and allergy history, personal history, legal history, family history, and employment status. He's an air traffic controller. Please review the chart for ADLs also. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 169 over 115, pulse 72, pulse ox is 98, and temperature is 96.5. His height is 5'7", and weight is 220. This is a 67-year-old African-American male of a very good build and nutrition, obese, cooperative, well-oriented, and conscious, sitting comfortably. The patient is doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is the same from the template, including neurological examination. Chest examination is normal, no fractures of the ribs, and the air exchange is normal with normal breath sounds. Musculature examination. Musculature examination shows a completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness is located at L4, L5, and S1, and bilateral SI joint. And paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5, bilaterally with no trigger points, 1 plus hypertonicity. In the range of motion of cervical spine, forward flexion is 45, and extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, and bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, and bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation 20. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. The Hoffman sign is found negative. Sperling sign was positive. And Lerner test is positive. Restriction test was negative. Toe to all test was negative. Thoracic spine root test is negative. Lung test is negative. Lumbar spine, presency kernic test is negative, split leg raising test positive at 30 degrees bilaterally, and cross leg raise test positive bilaterally, temp test positive, and Breger test is negative, presency kernic test negative. The SI joint, bilateral SI joint, tender, and Faber test and Doppler test are positive bilaterally. Tending flexion test, iliac compression test were negative, distraction test was negative. Extremities, except for both the shoulders, the rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, which includes stress to the upper extremities and both lower extremities. The grips are normal, the quick test is negative, there are no laceration, bleeding, fractures, or any other finding. Completely normal extremities, except for the shoulder. The examination of the shoulder is as follows. On inspection, both the shoulders appear to be completely normal with no laceration, contusion, swelling, tenderness. And on palpation, there are no fractures or any other finding. No crepitations. Range of motion of the shoulder is limited to 90 degrees bilaterally and baseline pain is around 7, mostly in the anterior part of the shoulders. Maximum active motion is 90 degrees without pain. The Hawken Kennedy test positive bilaterally. Speed test is positive. Mirror test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test was negative bilaterally. Distally, the hand and wrist are completely normal and carpal testing is negative. Grips are normal. In the lower extremities also normal findings, no leg length discrepancies, no tenderness, contusion, fractures. Knee and ankles are completely normal. Hip is normal. One examination. Diagnosis. General is V8 9.2 XXT. TNS R51. Oh, sorry, no R51. He has no headaches. TNS F41.1. TNS M79.2. Muscles M60.9. Ligaments M54.0. Upper extremity shoulders M25.512, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Spine, cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, M53.82, M54.02, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, M54.16, S33.5XX. Sacroiliac spine M46.1. Plan of care for LE Leggett comes from the template. Treatment plan comes from template. Physical therapy has been ordered for this patient to focus on the neck and the lower back and bilateral SI joint and bilateral shoulders. 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise plan, McKenzie program. Chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, massage have been ordered to bring healings for the patient. The disability patient is ordered disabled for work, housework replacement, and transportation. Medications are provided for the patient. Non-narcotic medications are Celebrex, 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Sifex is provided 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is the narcotic analgesic for pain control, 50 tablets. Aleve, 1 tablet at night for sleep, GAD disorder, and pain relief. Xanax, 0.5 mg is provided for rest at night and anti-anxiety. Lyrica, 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. And lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief is ordered. Maps and labs have been ordered. Maps are reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. Well, the hospital has CT scan done on the day of accident, which are not available at the time of dictation. They have been ordered released. Past medical records also have been ordered released. We are also releasing records from Dr. Mustafa for identifying any issues. International pain procedure, none have been recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsychiatric, none. Provision of attended care, none. Case worker, none. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered at this time until we have reviewed the records from Trinity Hospital, possibly by the next week. DME, patient already has a back brace and no DME is provided. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact yes. Thank you.